keeping a useful late beat. Hold on for the Holy Ghost, get the hell up out your seat.
Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? We're going to go ahead and make this thing happen. Make this thing happen today. Well, this is Friday, October the 5th. And again, this is your host, Joseph Croswell, the one and only. And we are illuminating the dark fields, helping you to progress to the next stage of human evolution. I'd like to welcome you to our show on this Friday, October 5th. And today's topic is breaking through the illusions. Let me say it again. Breaking through the illusion. Now, what illusion am I talking about? I am talking about the illusion of the matrix of politics. We're going to deal with that. The illusion of the matrix of politics or politrics, which is what is happening now, because we're now less than a month away. Actually, today makes 30 days away from the next election, when you are supposed to, quote unquote, elect your next president. Will it be Barack Obama or will it be Mitt Romney? And do you decide, or are they already selected before they are elected? Let me say this again. Are presidents selected before they are elected? Let's go back to 2008. Okay, in 2008, the economy was coming to a standstill. You know, those years of easy credit, easy loans, subprime mortgages, lines of credit, all of those things came to a screeching halt around the end of 2007 going into 2008. Okay, in the last 4 years, we've experienced more foreclosures than any other time in American history, more bankruptcies than any other time in American history, the highest employment level since the Great Depression, and they've labeled this the Great Recession. And so let's really talk about the news that came out today, where the so-called unemployment rate dropped to 7.8. Now, number one, how is the real employment rate 7.8 when they don't even count people who have stopped looking for work? And, you know, people never even question that. Let me say it again. How can the real unemployment rate be 7.8% when the government does not even track or count people who just stopped looking for work? That 7.8% is just the people who are still looking for work, okay? The true unemployment rate in America is right around 21 to 22%. Okay, the true unemployment rate for black men in America is hovering around 30-35%. Okay, so now let's deal with the real figures and not politics, or what you call politics, but it's really politics, because they play this national political game with your minds, with your heads, every 4 years, and you get all pumped up, especially since 2007 when Barack announced his candidacy for presidency in Illinois at the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln. Black folk have just been up in arms, you know, about this man that we call Barack Obama, some know him as Barry Soweto, some know him as Malcolm X's illegitimate child. I know a lot of y'all didn't want to hear that. But we're going to deal with it today, because politics are being played once again with your mind, with your brain. And I'm here to tell you that the founding fathers of this country, even though people of African descent were not included in the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights, even though we were not included, the things that they put on paper, that every man has been endowed with inalienable rights by his creator. Let me say it again. And we're going to really deal with this stuff today. Every man has been endowed with inalienable rights by his creator, not by the state of Georgia, not by the state of Florida, not by the state of New York, but by his creator, for the right and the pursuit of happiness, life, love, property, wealth, and the last thing was revolution. So why today do we have all of these government agencies, FBI, CIA, NSA, TSA, Homeland Security, we have all of these government entities that are in place to keep you from revolting against the so-called government, when you are the government, not the politicians? How did the politicians become the seat of government? The politicians are supposed to represent the government, which is the people. This country started out as a republic, not a democracy. Let me say it again. It said, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let me say it again. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, which is freedom, and justice for all. Not just us, black people, but justice. Okay, again, I want to help you break through the illusion of the matrix of politics, or politics, as you like to call it. You know, we got what they call Republicans and Democrats. Well, in a democracy, guess what? The majority rules. First law that was passed in this country was called Manifest Destiny. What the Manifest Destiny said, it said that because the Caucasian male or the white male was the majority in this country, that he had a right to certain things. He had a right to enslave the African. He had a right to exterminate the Native American and a right to exterminate the buffalo. Okay? That those were rights that he felt that were given to him, and this is why he called it Manifest Destiny, because he felt like God had given him supreme authority to establish this land that we know as the United States of America. But let's back up here a little bit. Huh? Who were the original Native Americans or Aborigines of America? Who were they? Huh? They were not Indians, as some people so mistakenly call. There were no Indians here. Huh? Well, why do they call the Caribbean the West Indies? Because Columbus actually didn't land on the United States of America, on the shores of America. He landed in the Caribbean, or the Caribbean, and because he thought he had landed in India, he called it, that's where the term the West Indies comes from. Okay? And we can go all the way back to this, to where we deal with Haiti and the French Revolution and who was the founder of Chicago, who was a Haitian brother, the founder of Chicago, and even when we deal when America bought the land, or what they call the Louisiana Purchase, from the French, and that the Louisiana Purchase stretched from Haiti all the way through Canada. Yes, let me say it again. The Louisiana Purchase, that land stretched from Haiti all the way through Canada. Who divided the Dominican Republic and Haiti? Because those were once the same people. Huh? These are things that we have to deal with, because unless you know where you come from, you will not know where the hell you are going. Let me say it again. Unless you know where you come from, you will not know where in the hell you are going. Let's go all the way back to before the continental drift. What was the continental drift? Because there are seven continents on this planet now. All continents used to be one last landmass. What was the name of that landmass? Well, for 66,000 years, it was called Lemuria, and another 14,000 years, it was called Atlantis. See, so they got you out here looking for Atlantis at the bottom of the ocean. Huh? No, that's why there are pyramids on every continent on the face of planet Earth. But the most famous ones are in Giza or are in Egypt. Those are the most famous ones. But there are pyramids in America, Central America, South America. There are pyramids everywhere. There are pyramids all over. Pyramids in China, pyramids in Japan. There are pyramids all over the face of the Earth. Why? Because all of this land mass used to be one. And see, we really don't know our true lineage, our true history, where we come from. The Bible speaks about it in Genesis chapter 6 when it says, and the sons of God came into the daughters of men. Okay? Who were the sons of God? They were the Nephilim. And I know we're getting a little deep for you, because me and the brother had a conversation last week about the 13 Illuminati bloodlines that ruled the world. Who are some of those 13 Illuminati bloodlines? The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, or what we call the Rockefellers, the Morgans, okay? These are some of those, the Vanderbilts. These are some of those bloodlines, okay, that they trace their history back 6,000 years to the time before the flood or the last great cataclysm, okay, or when the people left Atlantis and they built the great pyramids at Giza. I know I'm getting a little too deep for some of you all, but guess what? You can handle it. It's just like, you know, when you're asleep and somebody walks in the room and turns the light on, guess what? Your eyes have to have a chance to what? To adjust. Your pupils have to have a chance. You give them a chance to adjust, they will adjust to the light and you'll be all right. But what most people do, they say, oh, turn that light off. And when most people hear me speak, this is what they do. They say, man, turn that light off. We don't want to see that much. We don't want to know that much. No. What am I going to do with that information? What am I going to do with that knowledge? Why do they say that? Because you are consumed with our own. So off to work we go. Bills. Can you pay my automobiles? Can you pay my telephone bills? You're consumed with food, clothing, and shelter, and therefore you never tap in to your higher selves. Let me say it again. You've been consumed with the third-dimensional materialistic world, and you don't even know how to control that world. Let me say it again. You're consumed with that world, but have not yet learned how to manipulate and control that dimension. Because guess what? You don't just live in the third dimension. There are other dimensions out there that you can tap into that can help you manipulate this third dimension so that, guess what? You won't be broke, busted, and disgusted, and you won't be catching hell every day. And you won't have to pray to God who's somewhere off a million miles away. He's not thinking about Georgia Power. She's not thinking about Mount Marietta Power. She's not thinking about your credit card bill. Those are things that you are concerned and consumed with. And guess what? When you learn the science of how to manipulate and control the third dimensional physical reality, guess what? All your problems will be solved. When you begin to tap into that 80%, which is the unseen realm of the unconscious mind, of the subconscious mind, when you begin to tap into that and you go deep within the reservoir of yourself and pull out information, pull out ideas, pull out new thoughts, pull out imagination, pull out creativity that will help you, guess what? It will help you get over in life. And you ain't got to get over on nobody, but you will get over in life. You will have more money than months. Let me say that again. You will have more money than months. Most people have more months than money. Huh? They're 30 days in a month, and they run out of money on day 15, day 18, day 20 already out of money waiting for the next month to roll around. Guess what? We should not even be looking at the unemployment figures, the unemployment reports. Why? Because you're supposed to employ yourself. Let me say that again. You are supposed to employ yourself. Why would you look to somebody else to employ you and to take care of you and to provide for you? It's because you've been hoodwinked, led astray, run amok, bamboozled, as I quote my brother Malcolm. Well, today again, we're helping you to break through the illusion of the matrix of politics, but we're going to take a break right now, you know, to give time out, you know, shout out to one of our sponsors, and we'll be back in a few seconds.
Why are over 150,000 people a month joining the 90-day Body by Vi challenge? Because we're North America's leading weight loss and fitness challenge. No gluten, no lactose, diabetic friendly, kosher certified, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed, and it gets better. Lowest sodium, lowest sugar, lowest carbs, and with over 300 recipes to make your shakes fantastic every day, this is not a fad. This is a movement. Join the Body by Vi 90-Day Challenge at www.ambitionchallenge.com. That would be ambition with a Z. Are you up for the challenge?
All right, we're back. Illuminating the Dark Fields, helping you to progress to the next stage of human evolution. And today we're talking about breaking through the illusion of the matrix of politics. Again, breaking through the illusion of the matrix of politics, because tricks are being played on you. Number one, let's break down the word politic. The word poly, because, you know, I deal with semantics, linguistics, syntax, all of that. Because when you're breaking down the English language, every word has a dual meaning. Every word has more than one meaning. Bad means bad, but bad also can mean good. Okay? So the word poly, politic. Poly means many. Tick means bloodsucker. Politics, bloodsuckers of the many. Because politicians, they are individuals. What do? They suck the life out of the masses of the people. Let me say it again. Politicians, they suck the life out of, and this goes all the way back to Rome, they suck the life out of the masses of the people. This is why in Rome, the number one profession was prostitution. And it was said that Caesar was every man's wife and every woman's husband, okay? Because in Rome, okay, you had what they call, excuse me, you had Caesar, you had the Senate, you had the boule, and then you had the ecclesia. Uh-oh. See, these are actually Greek words, but the Greeks never institutionalized their ideas. The Greeks were just philosophers. Why? Because they were always at war with each other. But Rome institutionalized what the Greeks only philosophized. So in Rome, they actually had a Caesar or a president. They had a Senate, okay? Again, where we get our word Senate or Senator from. They had a boule. The word boule means advisor to the king. And then they had an ecclesia. Ecclesia means a called out body set up to execute policy of the government. Uh-oh. It's also another word for church. Let me say that again. The word ecclesia means a called out body set up to execute policy of the government. But it's also the Greek word for church. So if you say you're going to church to have a good time, you don't know what the church really is. Because in the Bible, in your Bible, Jesus talked about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. He never talked about having a good time. He talked about restoring dominion back to man so that man would walk as a God on earth. Let me say it again. Jesus never talked about, man, you know what? We had a good time in church last Sunday. No. Jesus talked about restoring dominion and authority back to man on earth. This is why when he was crucified on the cross, he said, it is finished. And he went down into the grave and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave back from the enemy and gave them to man. And therefore he told Peter, behold, I've given you the keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bound on heaven is bound in earth. Whatsoever you bound on earth is bound in heaven. Okay? What did he mean by that? This is the science that the early Egyptian priests walked in, and this is why Jesus did these things, because he was a member of the Essene community, okay, or the Essenes. He was a member of the Essenes, and they were a secret society in Egypt who were known for what? Healing the sick, raising the dead, and walking on water. That's what they were known for. And Jesus was a member of that community. Go back and check your history. At the age of 2, Jesus was hidden where? In Egypt. You can't hide a blue-eyed, blonde-haired, Caucasoid baby amongst black folk. Because we know that 2,000 years ago, the majority of people in Nubia, in Egypt, in Canaan, were black. They were African, just like me and you. So when the angel or messenger of God told Joseph and Mary, go to Egypt, hide it in Egypt, they were saying, go hide him amongst people who look like him. And you didn't hear nothing else from him until he turned the age of 12, and then again until he turned the age of 30. What was he doing between that whole time? He was going through the training. He was going through the mystery system, just like Moses did. This is why Moses was able to do all the stuff that he did. All the prophets in the Bible, they went through the Egyptian mystery system. This is why the most mentioned word in the Bible is what? Egypt. Huh? Mentioned 7,700 times. The second most mentioned word in the Bible is Ethiopia. Mentioned 6,600 times. Huh? Black man and woman, you have to know that the Bible was written in code, but the Bible is a book about you. 80% of the Bible took place in northern Africa, or what we know today as Egypt. Huh? Ethiopia. That's where it took place at. As a matter of fact, the Bible didn't even get to Europe until Paul came along, and he said he was an apostle to the Gentiles. Uh-oh. And he went where? To Greece and Corinth, and that's where we get the book of Corinthians from, in Ephesus. He went to these places in Europe. But before then, everything in the Bible took place in Africa, starting with Acubaylon. Starting with Cush in the book of Genesis, starting with Havilah, starting with Ham. All of these are the words, are translation of derivatives of the word for black. Let me say it again. Avila, Kush, Akibelon, Ham, Kemet are all derivatives for the word black or burnt skin. The father, so-called Greek father of history, Herodotus, he said that when he went to Ethiopia, he said that in comparison to us, these people are gods. Let me say it again. This is why people who study Greek history, you never hear them talking about two people. Pythagoras, and Herodotus. They always want to talk about Socrates, Aristotle, Plato, and these Johnny-come-latelys. But they never give credence to who they say is the father of history, Herodotus, who said that in comparison to us, these people are gods. Pythagoras, who in his bio, who they call the father of mathematics, he said, I studied 15 years in Egypt and 7 years in the Orient. That's a total of 22 years. He said, I stood at the feet of the priest in the mental system for 15 years. This is where he got his theories from. This is where he got his mathematical equations from. From Egypt. Because the pyramids were built using high mathematics and science, black people, African people. So don't tell me you can't master mathematics. Don't tell me you can't master science. You are the originator and the inventors of mathematics and science. Zoology, anatomy, biology, astrology, astronomy. We are the inventors and originators of all of these things. But today we say, I don't want to know all this stuff. I just want to know about NeNe and Real Housewives of Atlanta and keeping up with the Kardashians. What does all that other stuff have to do with life? How is that other stuff going to help me in my life? Excuse me. Well, guess what? It will help you get out of the matrix. It will help you stop having more month than money. Let me say it again. It will help black athletes stop going broke. 80% of black athletes within 3 to 5 years after file bankruptcy. Let me say it again. 80% of all black athletes within 3 to 5 years of retirement have to file bankruptcy. Why? Because they refuse to get knowledge of self. And they end up getting played and tricked and hoodwinked. Why? Because they refuse to listen to those economists and political strategists and political scientists and people who can help them right the ship. Who can help them right the wrongs? Who can help them make proper decisions? Who can help them invest wisely? But no, we want to keep listening to the same old people. And guess what Einstein said? If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results. Oh, man. Let me say it again. If you keep doing the same thing you've been doing, you're going to keep doing the same things you've been getting. But most people think that they're going to get different results from doing the same thing. No, that's called insanity. So if you know it's something or a habit or a thing that you're doing, if you know that it causes you, your relationships to go bad, your business deals to go bad, just everything to go bad, and you keep doing it, and you're consciously doing it and know that you're doing it, you are insane. You are crazy. You have a mental disorder. You need help. And guess what? We are here to help you. We are here to help you break free and to become yourself and to become who God designed and created you to be, because guess what? The real you is not a body. Let me say it again. The real you is not a body. The real you lives on the inside of you. The real you is the consciousness. Because this body, this physical body, has an expiration date. It's just like a battery. Okay? It's going to expire one day. And when you go back to the collective consciousness, what are you going to say to the supreme deity, the supreme being? Are you going to say that, guess what? I use all of my gifts, my talents, my resources to glorify you and to bring honor and glory to your name? Or are you going to say, hey, I didn't know. I didn't know what to do. I watched BET. I did this. I did that. Oh, no. I didn't want to learn all that stuff. I didn't want to learn astronomy, astrology, numerology. No, I didn't want to learn all of that stuff. I didn't think that stuff could benefit me. Okay? And guess what? You're going to have to come back here and do it again. Let me say it again. He said, now to come back to planet Earth and do it again, because planet Earth, the third rock from the sun, is the planet of testing. Let me say it again. It is the planet of testing and retribution. It is the planet of karma. This is why Bruce Lee, in Jeet Kune Do, his philosophy, he said, my goal is to transcend karma. Oh, my God. Let me say it again. Bruce Lee, who was a philosophy major, graduated from the University of Washington, said that my goal in life is to transcend karma. How can you do that? By getting off the wheel, by getting out of the duality of right and wrong, of up and down, of right and left, of good and bad, Realizing that all is one, and in everything that you experience is something that you have attracted to yourself. Everything is just the level that you are vibrating on. So stop seeing things as good as bad. It's just your vibratory frequency that is attracting those things to you. That is the true law of attraction. And guess what? Then you will stop looking at yourself as a victim, and you will look at yourself as a victor in this life and in life that are to come. Because guess what? You are part of the multiverse, and there is more than one you. Tap into those other yous. Get power from those other yous who are in the universe, who are experiencing wealth, peace, prosperity, happiness, and a good life. And stop being under the rule of the 13 Illuminati families. Those who have put the matrix over your eyes. Those who have made you think that, guess what? I am not worthy of riches. I am not worthy of wealth. I am not worthy of opulence. Don't you know that there are people, they are chandeliers in their homes that cost more than your house? Let me say it again. There are people in the world who have toilet seats that cost more than your car. Oh, my God. And instead of judging them, guess what? Vibrate. Vibrate higher. That's my song there. Oh, Outcast song. What were they saying when they said vibrate higher? Raise the level of your vibratory frequency so that, guess what? You can receive health, wealth, riches, peace, and prosperity. Oh, y'all got me excited today. Again, this is Dr. Joseph Carswell with Illuminating the Dark Field, helping you to progress to the next stage of human evolution. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, again, to give a shout-out to some of our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to help you break free from the illusion of the matrix of politics.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Steve, author of the number one bestseller, Unhypnosis, and I'm here to invite you to a very special live teleseminar training that I'll be doing on October 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to be talking about how to eliminate procrastination from your life once and for all, how to get in action and stay in action. If you'd like to join me and overcome your procrastination tendencies, join us by going to eliminatingprocrastination.com/join. Again, eliminatingprocrastination.com/join. We'll look forward to seeing you there.
We're back. Again, Illuminating the Dark Field is helping you to progress to the next stage of human evolution. And we're on the Survival Radio Network. You can't live without it. Let me say that again. The Survival Radio Network, you cannot live without it. Illuminating the Dark Field is helping you to progress to the next stage of human evolution. What we're going to talk about next, we're going to talk about something that I started doing now 14 years ago. What was that? I started investing and trading in gold and silver. At the time, silver was $5 an ounce. Gold was $247 an ounce. Okay? I made as much as $20,000 in one day trading silver and gold. Okay? Now, where is gold? Gold is almost $1,800 an ounce. That is almost a 700-800% increase. Silver is at about $35 an ounce. Oh, my God. That is a 700% increase in the last 14 years. Where else are you going to get those type of returns? Let me say it again. Gold has increased about 800%. Silver has increased about 700%. Okay? Why are you still not in the gold and silver markets? Because silver is still relatively cheap, around $35 an ounce. So you can roughly buy about 5 ounces of silver for right around $175, $180. Let me say it again. Excuse me. You can still get about 5 ounces of silver for right around $175, $180. Okay? Now, if you have a bigger budget, get into gold. And we can show you, or I can actually email you a report on how to actually trade in ETFs. Okay? Gold and silver ETFs. If you don't want to actually store physical gold and silver, you can invest in gold and silver options. That's what an ETF is. Invest in gold and silver options. Okay? Are you going to take that step today? Are you going to evolve today? Huh? Are you going to wake up today? Are you going to get up today, get out, and make it happen? Huh? For yourself, for your family, for your children, for the next generation? Black people, we are in 2012, Africans. Let me say it again. We are in 2012. Nobody is coming back to save us. Nobody is coming back to save us. Nobody is going to do for us what we must do for ourselves. We must save ourselves. Let me say it again. We must save ourselves. And the only way we're going to do it, we got to get involved in the economic life. We got to get involved in the economic game. We got to get involved. Okay? We got to get off the sidelines. Get off the sidelines and get into the game. Don't you know that the state of Utah is the first state to now accept gold and silver coins as a form of payment for services? Don't you know that over 33 states now have passed bills that says when the dollar bill, not if, but when the dollar bill collapses, huh, that you will only be able to pay your bills in pre-1965 gold and silver coins? Why pre-1965? Because pre-1965, during the Kennedy, this is important, y'all. This is why they killed Kennedy, and we can go back. This is why they killed Lincoln, okay? Before 1965, your silver coins contained 80% silver. Today, coins that are minted contain less than 5% silver. Uh-oh. Let me say it again. Before 1965, coins that were minted contained 80% silver. Today, they contain less than 5% silver. Again, you've been hoodwinked, run amok, led astray, bamboozled. Okay? Because what was Kennedy doing? Kennedy said that he was going to take the power back from the central bankers. Because the central bankers have the power to manipulate the currency by what? Being able to print out more money. Okay? So when Benjamin Lincoln announced about a month ago that he was going to print up $40 billion a month from now to infinity, that basically was the nail in the coffin for the era of the dollar bill. This is why the BRIC nations, Brazil, India, Russia, and China, this is why at the end of March they signed a treaty saying that they would no longer trade in U.S. dollars. This is why, okay, Venezuela, and under Chavez, he got 15 other countries to pull out of their money out of the United States, and they started their own bank, and they are no longer trading in U.S. dollars. So you got to realize what is happening. You got to realize that Obama was selected and put into office to keep you, to give you some type of hope for America. America is an empire that is about to fall. America is an empire in decline. Every empire goes through 7 stages. I know some of you out there think, oh, we have the greatest military power presence on the planet. Guess what? Rome also had the same thing. Egypt also had the same thing. Greece also had the same thing. Persia also had the same thing. Huh? Babylon also had the same thing. They were the great, during their time in that era, they had the greatest economies, they had the greatest military arsenal that the world had ever seen. Excuse me. And guess what? None of those countries are here today. None of those countries are empires today. None of those countries are superpowers today. They are all gone. They are all but a mere shadow of their former selves. And now America is at stage 6, which is massive debt or runaway debt. We are $16 trillion in debt and military expansion. Our military has expanded more in the last 40 years than it has ever done. Okay. The dollar bill became the world reserve currency in 1946 after we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So the only thing that has been backing up the dollar bill has been our military. Because our currency is fiat money. What does that mean? It means that it is not backed up by anything tangible. Nixon took the dollar bill totally off the gold standard in 1971. Okay? When he did that, he gave total control over to the central bankers or the Federal Reserve Bank to be able to manipulate the currency. Okay? Which in turn manipulates the American economy and Wall Street. Okay, so now people look to Wall Street instead of Main Street. Let me say it again. What made Wall Street great? It was Main Street. It was the ideas that came from Main Street, because Wall Street was initially based on what? The slave trade and commodities. Okay? So it was Main Street that gave birth to Wall Street. But now Wall Street does what? Wall Street pisses on Main Street. And Wall Street has partnered with these so-called bankers, international bankers, central bank, investment bankers, and they say, guess what, you know what? We no longer need ideas. We no longer need ingenuity and creativity. We no longer need that stuff, because guess what? When we need money, we can just go to the government. We can just go to the central banks and borrow the money. Uh-oh. And they continue this never-ending cycle of debt and spending. It's time to wake up, y'all. It is really time to wake up. And realize, excuse me, you know, I've been having this cough and getting over this cough for the last 2 weeks. And, you know, it's not going to defeat me, because I am the victor. Just want y'all to know that. And but, y'all, it is definitely time for us to wake up. So I definitely want you to start doing your research right now. Y'all, we only got, what, a little over 2.5 months left in this year. Okay, and we will be in 2013. Actually, some people don't think we're going to make it out alive out of 2012. Some people think that on 12/21/12 that the world is coming to an end. I got some news for you. The world ain't going nowhere. Or the planet ain't going nowhere. Because the word world means system. Let me say it again. The planet ain't going nowhere. The land ain't going nowhere. But the system is. Why? Because there's a new vibration that has already hit the planet. Let me say it again. There is a new vibration that has already hit planet Earth. And that vibration has people thinking on a whole new level. Those who are supposed to think. This is why the scriptures say, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. Let me say it again. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. Are you listening to what the Spirit has to say? Let me say it again. Are you listening to what the Spirit has to say about you and your life and your destiny, your country, your nation, your community, where you are going? Y'all, don't you know there is so many people incarcerated today in America than any other time in American history? Let me say it again. Don't you know that more people are incarcerated today than any other time in American history? Over 2 million people are incarcerated. And millions more are in the system, either on probation, or waiting to go to jail. Why? Because this country no longer invests in ingenuity and creativity. This country invests in labor. Let me say it again. This country no longer invests in ingenuity and creativity. This country invests in cheap labor. Okay? Everybody in America is supposed to be a millionaire. Let me say it again. Everybody in America is supposed to be a millionaire. Let me say it one more time. Everybody in America is supposed to be a millionaire. Because this country was made for rich people. This country was not made for poor people. Let me say it again. This country was made for rich people. It wasn't made for poor people. Okay? So So when are you going to get your millions? Let me say it again. When are you going to get your millions? When are you going to get up, get out, and get something? Let me say it again. When are you going to get up, get out, and get something and make this thing happen for you? Huh? Make this thing happen for you, your children, huh? Your grandchildren. So guess what? I don't care how old you are, it's never too late. Let me say it again. I don't care how old you are, it is never too late to achieve greatness. I don't care if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. As long as you got breath in your lungs, you can get up, get out, and get something and make it happen. Huh? Or as the hip-hop say, you can ride around and get it. Ride around and get it. Huh? It's mine. I spent it. Uh-oh. I know y'all like my little rendition, you know, my little hip hop rendition. But it's time for you to go out and get it, and make it happen. That's what it's time for. Okay? No more excuses, people. Let me say it again. No more excuses. It's time out for excuses. It's time out for you saying, you know what? I came from a bad family. I went through a bad relationship. I filed bankruptcy. I had to do this. I had to do that. Oh, this is not going to work for me. Oh, my credit is bad. Oh, I can't never seem to get ahead. I don't have this. I'm homeless. I'm living out my car. I lost my house. I lost my family. Guess what? It's time to get up and get out and do something. It's time to make it happen, y'all. And guess what? You can do it. Let me say it again. You can do it. Huh? Whatever you set your mind to, you can do it. The only person who can stop you is you. A lot of you are saying, man, you know, I'm past that stage in my life. Well, guess what? If you think you are, then you are. And Tony Ford said, the person who thinks they can, they can, and the person who thinks that they can't, they both are right. Let's say it again. The person who thinks that they can and the person who thinks that they can't, they both are right. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let's say it again. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When you tune into this show, you're going to get motivation, inspiration, elevation, rejuvenation, everything. You're going to get it all. It'll be one side. You're going to get it all. Okay? And I'd like to thank you again for tuning in to Illuminating the Dark Fields. Okay? And we're about to take another break, our last break of the day, to give a shout out to one of our sponsors, and we'll be back in a few.
A small, inexpensive plumbing problem can quickly become a large, costly issue if not addressed now. Allow Jayco Plumbing to provide you with expert service.
On time, every time.
Give Jayco Plumbing a call at 404-702-8896 for your free estimate. Call 404-702-8896 today.
All right, we're back. We're back, y'all, again. This is Joseph Carswell with Illuminating the Dark Fields, helping you to progress to the next stage of human evolution. And, you know, we've talked about a few things today, but basically helping you to break free from the illusion of the matrix of politics. Don't get tripped again into this, you know, because the only politics you can control is local. Let me say it again. The only politics you can control is your local politics, okay? The national political scene, that thing has already been bought and paid for. Let's say it again. The national political scene has already been bought and paid for. You can't do nothing about it. Say it again. You can't do nothing about things on a national level. You have to get out in your community, get with your local city council people or aldermen, get with your senators, huh? Get with people in your community Okay? Start a community organization. Come on, y'all. Let me say it again. Start a community organization. If you don't see an organization that you like in your community, start one. Let me say it again. If you don't see something that you think you can be a part of, then start get with you a group of like-minded individuals and start your own. What happened to us having investment clubs? Huh? What happened to that? Well, if you invest $100 a month, and then you got 20 or 30 people investing $100 a month, and then that comes out to $2,000 to $3,000 a month, and then you're buying stocks and bonds and options and mutual funds. What happened to that? Huh? What happened to us working collectively? What happened to us being our brother's keeper and our sister's keeper, our mother's keeper, our father's keeper? What happened to that? Black people, we got to get back to community. Huh? We have bigger houses but smaller neighborhoods. Let me say it again. We used to have small houses but big neighborhoods where everybody knew everybody, everybody talked to everybody, huh? Everybody loved everybody. Now we got bigger houses but smaller neighborhoods where you don't even talk to or converse with your next-door neighbor. Let me say it again. You don't even talk to or converse with your next-door neighbor. Why? Because we have become locked into our own little world. Most people today live on Facebook, Twitter, they live in this virtual reality world. Let me say it again. Most people today, as Facebook just celebrated its 1 billionth member, most people live their lives vicariously through Facebook and Twitter, which is a shame. Because now people don't have social skills. Let me say it again. Now people, they don't know how to relate to another flesh and blood human being in person, so they talk to that person online. They make threats online. It amazes me, excuse me, how many internet phones we have. Let me say it again. It amazes me how many internet thugs we have, internet gangsters we have. People talking all this noise on the internet, but they will never confront you in person. Let me say it again. Talking all this noise on the internet, on TV, on radio, but will never confront you in person. Man, what happened to the days when the Nation of Islam, when the Black Panthers, when all the community black organizations, when they would protest and get out and confront and be right up in your face to force change? Huh? Now people, you know, they are Facebooking and Twittering and Skyping and texting and you know, doing all of this stuff and wonder why ain't no change happening. Let me say it again. Wonder why ain't no change going down in the community. Huh? Why? Because we're too busy on the internet. Too busy watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Real Housewives of Atlanta. Real Housewives of New York. Real Housewives of Miami. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Huh? Too busy watching the television. Let me say it again. Too busy watching the television. Too busy watching other people. As T.I. said, my life, your entertainment. Huh? You watch Why I Live It. He's telling you. Huh? How more blatant can you get? In one of his songs, he said, my life, your entertainment. You watch it while I live it. Why? You know, T.I. and Tiny Show. Huh? Why am I going to sit around and watch other people fulfill their destiny? Watch other people live the good life? Oh, hell no. I'm going to get up, get out, and make it happen for myself. So that guess what? People can now, I can get paid for people watching me. Uh-oh. Excuse me, because that's what's happening. T.I. and Tiny get paid. Jim Jones gets paid. Huh? With the Love Hip Hop in Atlanta, they get paid. Love and Hip Hop New York, they get paid. Nene Leakes now is getting paid over $1 million a year because y'all watch her act like a buffoon. Let me say it again. Nene Leakes now is getting paid over $1 million a year because y'all gave her the ratings. Watching her act like a buffoon. Watching her act crazy and demean black women. Uh-oh, yeah, I said it. Huh? But now she makes over $1 million a year. Come on, man. What happened to the Paul Robesons? Huh? Come on now. What happened to the Ann Belafonte's? Huh? Come on now. What happened to the Dorothy Dandridge's?
Come on now. What happened to black people who were involved in popular culture and they did it with class and with style and with grace and with elegance? Huh? They didn't get on TV and act like buffoons. They didn't go to Hollywood and act like buffoons and had to cross-dress in order to get an audience. Come on now. Just like Bill Cosby said. Huh? He said, come on now, I had the highest rated TV show for 8 straight years. Not once did anybody on the show wear, not once did any man wear a dress. Come on now. Not once did any woman act like a man or a man act like a woman. But he had the number one rated family oriented show for 8 straight years, from 1984 to 1982. Come on now. Don't tell me that it can't be done, because it has been done. Black people, we can be portrayed as smart, intelligent, revolutionary. Come on now. And we get ratings. What happened to the old days of hip-hop? What happened to the Native Tongues? What happened to the Tribe Called Quest? What happened to the old Queen Latifah? Now, I don't know who Dana Owens is. I know who Queen Latifah is, but I don't know this new person, Dana Owens. Huh? What happened to the public? And what happened to all our people? To where now in hip hop, you gotta act like a buffoon. You gotta act like a clown. You gotta wear the skinny jeans. Come on now. I'm keeping it real, talking real, because we have strayed a long way. We strayed a long way from what we used to be, and what we are now is not progression. We have actually regressed back to the days of stepping and fetching. Let me say it again. We've actually regressed back to the days and the times of stepping and fetching, when black people had to act a certain way. And you were black and had to dress up in black. Oh, come on now. That's what we're doing. Every time you put on that dress, black man, that's what you're doing. You're dressing up in blackface to so-called get accepted. And you don't even have to do that, because the black man around the rest of the world is seen as a god. Let me say it again. The black man around the rest of the world is seen as a god. It's only in America where the black man is on the bottom of the totem pole. Let me say it again. It is only in America where the black man is on the bottom of the totem pole, economically, politically, socially, whatever other way, emotionally, financially, physically, huh? The average lifespan for a black man is 67 years old. That's a travesty. We should at least be living to be 120, 150, and good health. Come on now. We are the apex of God's creation. Huh? When God created us, he was showing off. Huh? We're the most melanated people on the planet. Oh, come on now. Huh? We can take the rays from the sun. Huh? Well, what does our melanin do? It absorbs the rays from the sun. Everybody else, it reflects. Uh-oh. Huh? You should go out today, lay in the sun. I don't care what they're telling you. Oh, you're going to get skin cancer. Oh, you're going to get melanoma. Oh, no. Not you, black person. Okay? Matter of fact, you're going to get that kind of stuff because you're not getting enough of the sun. The sun is your primary source for vitamin D. Let me say it again. The sun is your primary source for vitamin D, okay? Most of us are vitamin D deficient because we don't get enough sun. We stay in the house all day, stay in our job. We're all inside, whether it's on our jobs or in our house, watching TV, on the internet, on the phone, on the computer, huh? Always inside. Get up, get out, and get some of that sunlight. Let's say it again. Get up. Get out, get some of that sunlight. If you live near the water, oh, you are blessed. If you live near the ocean, you are blessed. Get out and go get some of that salt water so you can get some of those negative vibrations off you. Get some of those negative frequencies off you. Guess what? I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and I love going to Fernandina Beach, Amelia Island. Why? Because when you go and you bathe and allow that water to caress you, you get rid of those negative energies, those negative vibrations, huh? That people bring around you, that people try to put on you. Because guess what? Nobody wants to take responsibility for their actions. They don't want to blame somebody else. They want to put it on somebody else. Well, the weapon, so-and-so, I wouldn't be in this situation. Let me say it again. There is no good and bad. There is no right and wrong. There is just vibrations. Whatever level you are vibrating on, that's what you are receiving in your life. As a matter of fact, the people in your life, you attracted them to you. I'm going to say it again. If you don't like the people in your life, guess who you should look at? Look at yourself. You have no one to blame but yourself. If you don't like the type of honey you're making, guess who you need to look at? Look at yourself. If you don't like your job, your career, your business, your car, your home, your marriage, your relationship, all you got to do is look at yourself. So guess what? Everything around you is a reflection of who you are. Let me say it again. Everything around you is a reflection of who you are, because you are a walking, living, breathing God. Uh-oh. You are a walking, living, breathing God. If you put his image and likeness of God, what that makes you? God once said, every seed reproduces after his own kind. So if you create in the image and likeness of God, you are a God. Why? Because you can create. You can destroy. You can build. You can network. God, look at all the things that man has created. Let me say it again. Look at all the things that man, through his ingenuity and creativity, has brought into existence in the third dimension of physical reality. A car, an airplane, a flat screen TV, an iPhone, an iPad, the internet. All of these things came from the mind of man. They didn't come from aliens. Uh-oh. Let's say it again. All of these things came from the mind of man. And most likely a melanated man. What do I mean by a melanated man? A person of African descent, a person of color. Okay? So if all these things came from the mind of man, why are you looking for a job? Let me say it again. If all of these things came from the mind of man, why are you looking for a job? Because you were born with gifts. You were born with talent. See, a job is something that you're trained to do. Excuse me. A job is something that you're trained to do. But you achieve wealth in life by doing what you were born to do. So I'm going to say that again, and we're going to close out for the day. A job is doing what you were trained to do. Achieving and accumulating wealth only comes when you do what you were born to do. This is Dr. Joseph Croswell, illuminating the dark fields, helping you to progress to the next stage of human evolution. Today, we have been helping you to break through the matrix, or the illusion of the matrix of politics, so that you can get up, get out, get something, and make it happen for yourself, for your family, for your children, for your community, for black people worldwide. Again, thank you for tuning in and making us the number one show on the Survival Radio Network. This will be 3 weeks in a row. And until next time, love, peace.